Welcome back to Amolo Dogs Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder, CarTech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolo Dogs Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 21 of the Continuous Educational Series and Interviews. In this episode, we talk about the digital transformation into a paperless workspace. We hope this will give you insights when you're making the decision to go paperless. Digital transformation is an adaptive change. This is because it takes place in small, gradual, and interactive steps over time. Guidance is required for this process to take place in a smooth and flowing way. This initiates from conception, preparation, through implementation, and finally the resolution. Proper management strategy is a requirement to ensure that as a business, there's complete transition and adaptation to the changes. So there are a number of factors that we should look into when we are undergoing these changes. And these factors are very important. One of them is know your why. This will define the starting of this process and how it will be done. Thus, a plan should be executed to guide the company in the right direction. This plan should include goals. What do you want to achieve after the implementation? Will the change make the company grow? And in what way? What are your key performance indicators? How will you measure your success? How will they be broken down in steps for you to know you are moving in the right direction? Where are you now? Or where are you starting? And the second factor is the company as a whole has to be prepared for the transition. And the way to get a buy-in from the whole company is to communicate in a highly effective manner. The employees should be made aware of the transition and why it is necessary, and also to assure them of their job security. This will bring in the employees in the implementation and transition process and ease the process. Who is included in overseeing the project? Who will sign off at every stage? Who will be accountable? And the factor number three is, what is the scope of the project? Who are the stakeholders involved and will be interfered with when the transition takes place? And this involves both internal and external stakeholders, like your suppliers, your customers. And the fourth factor is, what is the risk involved and how will it interfere with the digital transformation? And the fifth factor, implementation of the digital transition is then done using the plan as a directional tool. Employees should be empowered continually to speed up the steps in the implementation and to make them get into a place they took part in the implementation. They should also expect hurdles, which they should readily be able to eliminate. There should be continuous communication on the why to ensure that everyone is on the same page. And this ensures an easy transition. And factor number six, plans should be in place to ensure that the implementation sticks, because the possibility of backsliding is very high. This should be included in the company's culture and practices. Controls should be put in place to ensure this takes place and the reverse doesn't take place. And then factor number seven, conducting an analysis after the implementation is a plus, because you are able to confirm if the project was a success. Questions to ask yourself are like, were the goals met? Can the same process be replicated somewhere else? Not two digital transformations are the same, though they follow the same process. So what are you thinking about when you have this thought of going through the digital transformation? I hope this episode is of value to you in the digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique. You may come with a different set of goals and challenges, and we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. This can be a very costly affair. This is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening. And please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you. And let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website, amolodox.co.ke, and while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye.